you what, we could go home right now and say we've been blessed. All these singers, I think everybody could sing in this church but me, amen? You don't want me up here singing a solo. I thank God for being so good to us. Amen. Just for a little while tonight, we won't be long, but I want you to turn your Bibles to John 3:16. And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Brother Joe, why don't you open us? Just for a little while, I want to preach on God still loves the world. Amen. We're going to start in chapter 3, and I tell you what, Jesus spent some time on Nicodemus. Since there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. I tell you what, he didn't want to be seen in the daytime. He came to Jesus by night. And said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." He's seen some things. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus saith unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old?" He had some questions. "Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Pretty well narrows it down, doesn't it? "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Jesus said, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Still thinking about it, amen. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou our master of Israel and knowest not these things?" Pointed at him again. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know." I'm telling you what, he's saying that we speak that we, not just single, but we, him and God the Father, amen. "And testify that we," here we go again, "that we have seen and you receive not our witness." It says, "If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven." And it says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." That's whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Now here's verse 16. I'd like to break it down. It says, "For God," I'll tell you what an affirmation of a holy God, amen. It said, "For God so loved the world." That used to stump me a little bit, preacher. Because I'll tell you what, I'm a bulldog Baptist, and I'll tell you, when the Bible said he loved the whole world, well, why in the whole world getting saved, amen? He goes down and he'll explain this. God's gift in giving his Son is enough to save the whole world if they would only but believe, amen. I've got Christians that just do not believe. They're not of the light, because you know what? The light scares them, and we'll get into that a little bit. But he says, for God, a holy God demanded a sacrifice, amen. No more of the blood of bulls and goats was going to do. God said, listen, let me tell you something. When God did this miraculous thing by giving his only begotten son, he brought Jew and Gentile together in salvation, amen. I'll tell you what, he brought the peasant all the way to the king's house. I'll tell you what, Calvary will be settled on a level ground, amen. Said, for God so loved the world. I'm going to tell you, I thank God today because I was a part of the world at one time, amen. Oh yes, a holy God, and he demanded a sacrifice. I tell you, God's love's not like my love, amen. I know we sometimes pray that God loved us when we were unlovable, Ron. But I'll tell you what, I look at myself sometimes now and there's really not much to love, amen. But I thank be to God, amen, that he loved me and he loved the world and he gave me that opportunity to ask for salvation, amen. And he saved my soul from a devil's hell tonight. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yeah, God's love's that agape love. Our love, I'll tell you what, can only go so far. And we're kind of wishy-washy, amen. But God's love, amen, when you're one of his, I'll tell you what, is all the way together. The right love, amen. Said he loved the world. That he gave, I'll tell you what, he gave his only begotten son. He had to give something away, and I think of Abraham and Isaac, amen. God told him to take up some stones and go to this certain place, I'll tell you what. But he knew that he didn't have a sacrifice, but he knew that God would provide a lamb. Oh, a holy God that demanded a sacrifice provided a lamb, and his name is Jesus Christ. Right here, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. How true that is tonight. I'll tell you what, we come to church tonight as a body on what the world calls Christmas Day. But I'll tell you what, we should be celebrating this every day of our life, amen. Because God, a holy God, loved the world, and he still does tonight. And he gave his only begotten son. That's so whoever believeth in him. Are you here tonight and you just hadn't believed? Well, I can tell you right now, if you're here tonight and you hadn't put your faith in Christ and you hadn't believed on him, you are headed to a devil's hell. You don't have to leave tonight without getting it straight, amen. You can do that tonight. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, amen. Oh, but have everlasting life. It's still heaven or hell tonight. You'll make the decision tonight which way you'll go, amen. Make that decision before it's too late. It said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn that world. I'll tell you what, we as the Bulldog Baptist, buddy, we like to take his word and cut wide and deep. But I'll tell you what, my Bible says, but that the world through him might be saved, amen. Oh, yes. He that believeth on him is not condemned. I thank God that I'm one of those tonight that I put my faith in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to heaven, but not on my merit tonight, amen. If you're going to heaven tonight, it's not by your merit or your good works either, because we deserve hell tonight. Most people don't like to admit that, because as a whole, most of us think that we're just a little better than what we really are tonight, amen. That we're justified in our own works, and that we're justified on just who we are. or our bank account or our lands or our houses. But that will not matter when you stand before a holy God. I'm going to tell you right tonight. Oh, yes. But he that believeth on him is not condemned. Hallelujah. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Oh, yes, it's heaven or hell tonight. I'm going to tell you, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. I'm going to tell you, it's quick and it's sure, I'll tell you what. I got family and friends that I just talked about. They do not like to come to the light. You know what the light is? It's His Word tonight. Preaching scares the ever-living daylights out of them. You know what? Because their deeds are evil, and they know that when they come down and sit down at the house of God, and that old preacher shells it down to the cob, and the light shines on them a little bit, those deeds will be shown up, and they'll have to face the facts. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. I'll tell you what, I'm hearing it all the time. I got family and friends, and oh, they're good people, but they don't like Bible preaching. No, they're a hater of the light. Amen. They're a hater of the light. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. The deeds that I do are not my good deeds. I'm just doing them in God. Amen. Like the sister saying tonight, can they see Jesus in you tonight? Can they see Jesus in me tonight? It's the real question. 2023 is coming rolling up on us fast, preacher. And I'm going to give you just a couple of things tonight on what I'm going to work on. Amen. I want to be a little more loving. I do. I'm one of those bulldog Baptists. And I'll tell you what, I'd just as soon rip your heart out with the word than love you and just go ahead and tell you the truth and pray for you. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun out there. I'm going to tell you what, the world, I mean, when they see Jesus in us, we might be the only Jesus that they see. Amen. I'm not saying go along with them and put up with them, but I'll tell you what, we ought to be there to show them the light, amen, as he's in the light tonight. Yes, I want to be loving, and I want to be more forgiving, amen. May I remind you tonight that if you're saved tonight, Jesus Christ had to forgive you of your sins, amen. Never forget that in 2023. I'm going to tell you what, we are the world's worst. We'll cut and we'll do and we'll offend somebody. And I'll tell you, somebody will offend us, and we will not forgive that person. And I realize, you know, what we all say, well, they need to ask for it. No, just go ahead and forgive them, and you'll be a better person for it. Amen. Do you realize how many times that I've messed up, preacher, since I've been saved, and the Lord's still forgiven? How many times that I've stepped on him after I've been saved? You say you hadn't done that, you're a liar tonight. But I'll tell you what, if somebody offends us, we're going to hold it for years to come. Amen. We better be and thank God that God don't do us that way. There's a world out there going to hell. May I get that same burden, and I hadn't got it now, I'll be honest with you, about loving the lost and a burden for the lost folk in my life, not just my family or friends, but for the world. I realize I'm not Jesus, never will be, but I'd like to have some of that burden, amen. You know the reason why most of us don't have some burdens for Christ? Because it'll cost us work. It'll cost us time out of our lives, amen. 2023 is coming up. There'll be souls. There'll be souls lost in 2023 and going to hell. I realize that I'm not saving, but I'll tell you what, may I be the cause of some of them to see the light, amen. May I plant the seed so that God can go ahead and have the increase in 2023. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Or is it just going to be on our time? I'm just a little too busy. I want to have a burden for lost souls, and I want to be more forgiving in 2023. And I've said it once, I'll say it again. I don't think I've offended any of you here, but if I have, forgive me, and it's all my fault. May I be a light in a dying community.